The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. So Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. It shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, isn't that, I'm very privileged this morning to have two wonderful gentlemen behind me criticizing me when I'm down here, maybe. No. Anyhow, reading the gospel during the week and the second reading, this is how my mind began working. And I went back to when I finished high school. I finished high school in the year 1958, and I wasn't quite 18 years of age. And then on the 6th of September, the same year, 1958, I went into the seminary to become a priest. It was a bad day that day because, unfortunately, that day I met another guy, Clem Connolly from Limerick, and that was and that was the downfall of my life. Anyhow, and I went straight from school, very little experience of life, into the seminary. And then for 6 years, I lived, it was an unreal life. I was totally taken care of, and I studied Greek, Latin, philosophy, 4 years of theology, and then I was sent out into the world. And I also began to notice that when I would come home on my summer vacation, people now treated me differently in those days, way back in 1959, 60, and those years, because I was going to be a priest. And so, being human, I thought, oh, this is nice. And I went on, and then on June the 14th, 1964, beside Clem, we were ordained priests. And it's something Clem and I often talk about. And so we come out into the world, very little experience of the world, knowing very little. And when we did, people were extremely nice to us, and they were saying, "Yes, Father, no, Father, what can I do for you, Father, and your wonderful Father?" And so you become accustomed to this kind of life. And so the question arose in my mind, what kind of training was that? And then I'm reminded of the reading in the Gospel today. Because in the Gospel today, we read about a different kind of seminary that Jesus was operating. Here, he had this bunch of disciples, apostles, and he was training them for when he would leave them. And when John and James said, when you come into your kingdom, because they thought he was going to deport Caesar and become a great, you know, be a king, can I sit on your right and the other on your left? Can I have a top job? Can I have a top job? And what did Jesus say? He said, can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? And until you drink that cup, you have no business with me. And then we read in the second reading this morning, we have a great high priest who has been through everything that we have been through, suffering and pain. And there's nothing that you're going to suffer or I'm going to suffer that Jesus is not aware of. And so, for many years of my life, and Clem would agree with this, I don't know about Father Tony and the two Father Tonys up there, but I hadn't tasted that cup. And so I was going along, and it was very nice, and I was enjoying life, and now I was a priest. And while I was in the seminary, and then when I came out and went into my first parish, I happened to have a very nice parish priest who kind of helped me quite a lot in my early years. But I realized I never have to worry about a mortgage. I never have to pay a bill. I never have to worry about, you know, personal security. It's all given to me. And I thought, how many of you here have lived a life like that? You're now at the age of 28, 30, 35. You never have to worry about a mortgage, paying a bill, or never. And so I thought, there's something unreal about this. That's what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel this morning. And it was only, I wasn't really ordained in the sense that Jesus is talking about. And it was only when I went through my own personal difficulties and my endurance was put to the absolute limit. When I was down there, I had reached a crossroads in my life. Only then, and coming through that, was I really ordained. Because up to that, I had nothing to offer people except a bit of philosophy, a bit of theology. And what good is that to somebody in great difficulty or great trouble, huh? Not a lot of good, No. And until I went through my own personal purgatory, suffering, pain, the dark night of the soul, and came out the other side a new person, with a new joy in my life. That was when I was ordained and for the first time became a priest. And until each and every one of you have been there and gone through some traumatic suffering in your life or put to the edge of your endurance, you know nothing about the gospel. You have nothing to offer anybody. And so I find today when people come to talk to me and they're sitting there and they have their head down like that, and I listen very attentively, and then I say, I know how you feel because I've been there myself. And they suddenly look up, really? Really? And they might say, but you're a priest. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm a man who happens to be a priest. Totally different thing. I wasn't born a priest. I'm a man. And so whatever weakness you have or temptations you have, I have. And until I'm just a man who happens to be a priest trying to live life to the best of my ability. That's all I'm trying to do, to be open and honest and sincere. And that's I think, Father Tony's, that's our calling, isn't it? Just to be like that, humble. And funny, you know, things happen in your life, and it's a funny story about it. I go to, even nowadays, when I'm back in England and Ireland, I go to the local barber to have my hair cut, and I go to pay him, and he says, oh, no, Father, that's okay. Just say Hail Mary for me. Look at all the good you do for us. And so there's a story about that. A priest went along to his local barber to have his hair cut, and the barber said, that's okay, Father, just say a prayer for me. So the next day, when the barber came to open up his shop, he found a mass card and a bunch of flowers outside the door, a thank you from the priest. A week later, a police officer came in to have his hair cut, and the barber said to him, oh, officer, it's okay. You do a public duty. Don't worry, you can have a free haircut. And next day, when the barber opens his shop, there's 12 doughnuts outside his front door, and a thank you from the police officer. The following week, a politician comes in. And he has a haircut, and the barber says to him, Mike, oh, well, you do a lot of service, public service, you can have a free haircut. Oh, wonderful, he says. Next morning, when he comes to open his shop, there's 10 politicians lined up outside his door. So that's the way it goes. So that's how, you know, until that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning. Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? The cup of suffering, the cup of loneliness, the cup of rejection, the cup of failure. Can you take all those things? And until you can, you have no business in following me. And so we finish with a little question. When you're faced with a traumatic situation in your life, a major difficulty, or you're down there, do you react or do you respond? That's the key. Do you react or do you respond? Please, from now on, try and respond. Because in every suffering, in every pain, in every treasure, or in every rejection, in every bit of loneliness you go through, it is a treasure that God is offering you. Are you going to reject it or accept it?